Yiraisa.
Today's Amud for Chazara is Yuma Lamed Gimel Lamed Aleph. We're holding on the bottom of Lamed Beis and Lamed Beis by the first of the wide lines. End of the line. So says the Gemara. We mentioned in the Mishnah that the Kohen Gadol first starts off the Shechita and then someone else finishes it off. So Kratzei Bechama, how much exactly does the Kohen Gadol Shecht? Amar Ula Bereif Shnayim, he Shechts most of the two Simanim, most of the Kohen and the Veshet. V'chein Amar Rabbi Yochanan Bereif Shnayim, most of the two Simanim. V'afri Shlakish Avar Bereif Shnayim, says the Gemara, Reish Lakish also holds like that. Amar Reish Lakish, V'chi Ma'achash Hashaninu Rubei Shalachet Kamayu. He's referring to a Mishnah in Chulin. Once the Mishnah in Chulin tells us that shechting most of a simen is like shechting the whole simen, so lamashaninu raiv echad baif raiv shnayim bebehemah. So why does the Mishnah then end off and tell us that by naif you just have to shecht raiv, if you shecht raiv of the simen, it's going to be kosher, and by behemah raiv of the shnayim? We know that. You already told us in the beginning of that Mishnah that shechting most of a simen is like shechting the whole simen. So says Reish Lakish, the reason why the Mishnah repeats itself is Lefisha Shaninuk, because we have in our Mishnah in Yuma that have Yula Yasa Tamid. They bring the Kohen Gadol the Tamid, Kratza Yumerik Achar Shechita, Yadoi Vikibos Adam Uzrakoi. The Mishnah says that the Kohen Gadol does the Shechita, he starts the Shechita at least, and then someone else finishes it off. So Yachol Yumerik Yei Pasol, so I might think if someone else doesn't finish the Shechita, it's gonna be Pasol. Now before we finish Reish Lakish's thought, the Gemara just interjects, Yachol Yumerik Yei Pasol, could you really think of such a thing? If it's a critical part of the Avaida, so then it's going to come out, if someone else is doing it, that means someone else is doing the Avaida. Utani, we learned in the Braisa that Kol Avaida is Yom Kippur, meaning Sheiris El Avaida, the Kohen Gadol has to do the whole Avaida of Yom Kippur. So says the Gemara in a Chanami. Not that we thought that it would be possible, but Hachi Kamar, Yachol Yei Pasol Midrabanan. I might have thought that it's going to be Pasol Midrabanan. That maybe Midrabanan it's Pasol if someone else doesn't finish the Shechita. L'kach Shaninu Reiv Echabai V'Reiv Shnayim BeBehema. Says Reish Lakish, that's why the Mishnah Nechulin repeats itself. And it says that no, most of the Simanim is Kasher to teach us about the Kohen Gadol Shechita and Yom Kippur, that even if someone else doesn't finish it off, it's still going to be Kasher. But you see that obviously Reish Lakish understood that what does the Kohen Gadol Shecht and Yom Kippur? Reiv of the Simanim. Just like we Ula said that it's Reiv Shnayim. Fact the Gemara now v'chim acher dafilu psul midrabanan leka. Now that it comes out that even if someone else is not meirak, there's no psul even midrabanan. So lamali lamarik. What's the point of even being mamarik? Says the Gemara because mitzvah lamarik. There's still a mitzvah to finish it off to get all the blood out. Rashi says abai misadim arach mishmei the Gemara v'libedav shol. Says the Gemara abai told us about all seder ayoyim, the seder avayda that happened daily in the Beis Hamikdash. And so the we'll go through the whole seder and then the Mishnah is going to speak out the makar for each thing. So says the Bayit, the Maracha Gedayla Kedemas Maracha Shnei Shal Ketayres. First they set up the big Maracha, the main one, and then they set up the second one that was used for the Ketayres. Maracha Shnei Shal Ketayres Kedemas the Seder Shnei Gziri Eitzim. That came before putting the two Gziri Eitzim on to the Maracha Gedayla. The Seder Shnei Gziri Eitzim Kaidam Madisha Mizbech HaPanimi. That came before taking off the ashes from the Mizbech HaPanimi from the previous day's Ketayres. Vadisha Mizbech HaPanimi Kaidam Atavas Chamesh Neiris. Fatavas Chamesh Neiris Kaidam Adam Atamin. That came before Shechting and being Zarek the Dam of the Tamin. V'dam atamid kaidem atavas shtei neiros, v'atavas shtei neiros kaidem l'ketayros. That came before being makter the ketayros on the mizbeach apnimi. The ketayros kaidem le'evarim. That came before being makter the evarim of the carbon tamid on the mizbeach achitzayin. The evarim l'mincha. That the evarim came before the carbon mincha that came along with the carbon tamid. U'mincha l'chavitin. The carbon mincha came before the carbon the minchas chavitin that the kohen gadol brought daily. V'chavitin l'nesachin. That came before the wine that was brought as the nesachin that came along with the carbon tamid shel shachar. U'nesachin l'musafin. The nesachin came before the musaf on the day that there's a carbon musaf, such as on Shabbos. U'musaf l'bazichin. The musaf came before being makter the shtei bezichei levaina that were by the lechem upon him. U'bazichin l'tamid shel ben arba'im. And then the last thing was the tamid shel ben arba'im. How do we know that that's last? So that's the only thing that the braisa itself, that the mabaya itself said the makar for. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, it says regarding the Tamid Shel Shachar, the Hikdir Aleha Chel Ve'Hashlamim, which we darshan from there, that Aleha Hashlim Kol HaKarbanis Kulon. That on the Karban Tamid Shel Shachar, you have to be Mashlim all the Karbanis. All the Karbanis have to come after the Tamid Shel Shachar, and nothing after the Tamid Shel Ben Harabayim. So therefore we know that the Tamid Shel Ben Harabayim obviously has to be brought last. So now says the Gemara, Amar Ma'ar, we had said, the Maracha Gedayla Kedemes L'Maracha Shnei Shel Ketayres, Minalon, how do we know that they first set up the Maracha Gedayla, and only afterwards set up the Maracha Shnei Shel Ketayres? Torah. Says the Gemara in the Tander, because we learned in the Braisa, the pasuk says he ayla al maikta amazbeach kol alayla. So we say that maikta zumaracha gedayla, and then the pasuk says veish amazbeach tu kadboy. So what's the veish amazbeach zumaracha shniyah shel ketoras? So it comes out the pasuk says the maracha gedayla before the maracha shniyah shel ketoras. So we set up the maracha gedayla, the maikta, before the veish amazbeach, before the maracha shniyah shel ketoras. In fact, the Gemara, it doesn't say the words maracha gedayla or maracha shniyah shel ketoras. It says maikta and veish amazbeach. So ve'epachana, maybe it's the opposite. Maybe maikta refers to the maracha shniyah shel ketoras, and that gets set up first. And veish amazbeach refers to the maracha gedayla. Says the Gemara, no, mistaver maracha gedayla adifa. It's more mistaver that the maracha gedayla is better, and that's going to be the one that's set up first. Shekein kaparasa Maruba, it's used much more. all the karbanos are brought on the maracha gedayla. The maracha shniyah shel ketoras is just used for the ketoras. Says the Gemara, adarabba, maracha shniyah adifa. Maybe the maracha shniyah is more chashiv. Shekein machnisa mimena lefnim. You take it lefnim into the heichal to be makter the ketoras. That's where the coals come from when you're makter the ketoras. Says the Gemara, no, afilu hachi kaparasa maruba adifa. So says the Gemara, one tarot said, no, the svar of kaparasa maruba is a better svar of going lefnim into the heichal. Says the Gemara, another teretz, v'ibayseima, iloi mashkach eitzim l'maracha shniyah milo ma'ayel me'maracha gedayla. If we don't find good eitzim that are roi for the maracha shniyah shel ketoras, so what are we going to use to be makta the ketoras? We're going to use eitzim from the maracha gedayla. So if so, even the eitzim from the maracha gedayla is roi to go lefnim. So it doesn't just have the svar of kaparasa meruba, that also has the svar of the fact that it's roi to go lefnim, and therefore the maracha gedayla is more chashev, and it's more mistaber that that's the one that gets set up first. Says the Gemara Vayter, Maracha Shniyah Shel Ketoras Kodemes the Seder Shnei Gzirei Eitzim. We first set up the Maracha Shniyah Shel Ketoras, and only afterwards we bring the Shnei Gzirei Eitzim onto the Maracha Gedayla. Minalan, what's the Makar? Says the Gemara, Dechsevu Vihar Aleha Akayin Eitzim Babayker Babayker. It says that they set up the Shnei Gzirei Eitzim on it, on the Maracha Gedayla. This pasuk is referring to the Maracha Gedayla, and it says that the Shnei Gzirei Eitzim get set up on it, Aleha, on the Maracha Gedayla. So we dash it from there that Aleha gets set up on it, on the Maracha Gedayla, V'lay Al Chaverta, and not on the other Maracha, not on the Maracha Shniyah Shel Ketoras. What do you see from there? That when they set up the Shnei Gzirei Eitzim, Mechlad the Yisr L'Chaverta, there is another Maracha there. There is the Maracha Shniyah Shel Ketoras there already. And it's just that the Torah is telling us to put it on the Maracha Gedayla. But it's clear from the Pasuk that the Maracha Shniyah Shel Ketoras is set up before we bring out and set up the Shnei Gzirei Eitzim. Frak the Gemara, how could you be medayik from Aleha that the Pasuk is saying on it, on the Maracha Gedayla, and not on the Maracha Shniyah Shel Ketoras? We needed to teach us the din itself, that you put it onto the Maracha Gedayla, as opposed to maybe putting it in its own pile. So how do you know to be medayik and not on the Marach Shniyah Shel Ketoras? Says the Gemara, because Trei Aleha Ksiveh, because it says it twice Aleha. So one Aleha teaches me that it goes on the Marach Gedayla as opposed to in its own pile. And then it says Aleha again to teach me on the Marach Gedayla and not on the Marach Shniyah Shel Ketoras. And from there we see that obviously when we set up the Shnei Gzirei Eitzim, the Marach Shniyah Shel Ketoras is already set up. So obviously that means that the Shnei Gzirei Eitzim is after the Marach Shniyah Shel Ketoras. Says the Gemara Vayter, Seder Shnei Gzirei Eitzim Koidem Adishim Mizbeach HaPanimi. We first set up the Shnei Gzirei Eitzim before doing Dishim Mizbeach HaPanimi, removing the ashes from the Mizbeach HaPanimi. Afal Gav Dachik Se Babayker Babayker Vachik Se Babayker Babayker. Even though by both of them it says Babayker Babayker, says the Gemara, Filu Hachi Machshir Adif. Still, we set up the Shnei Gzirei Eitzim because that's actually makshir us to then go ahead and be makter the ketoras, as opposed to removing the ashes, which isn't fully necessary. It's what we do, but it's not necessary. You could be makter the ketoras without being medashin the mizbeach hapanimi. Says the Gemara, wait a second, makshir my nihu. What you're saying is a makshir Shnei Gzirei Eitzim. You're telling me that the Shnei Gzirei Eitzim is being makshir us to be makter the ketoras. V'amit Shnei Gzirei Eitzim l'maracha gedayla azli. We just got through saying that the Shnei Gzirei Eitzim get set up on the Maracha Gedayla. And that's not where we're makta the Ketoras from. We're makta Ketoras from the coals that come from the from the Maracha Shniyah Shel Ketoras, not from the Maracha Gedayla. So it says the Gemara, a few terutzim. Amar Rebbe, Yeremiah, Shum Eitzim. Still, the type, the concept of Eitzim, that's what's used to be makta the Ketoras, and therefore it's called a Makshir, and therefore the Shnei Gzirei Eitzim have this Maila. Ravina Amar Hayel V'Hischa B'Maracha Gaimer. Different tarots, completely different tarots. That the reason why we start off and we first do the Shnei Gzirei Eitzim before the Dishim is Be'ach Apanimi, is because once we already started setting up the Maracha, so we want to finish that off. Rav Ashi, our third Teretz, Iloi Mashkech Eitzel Mamaracha Shnia, Miloi Ma'ayel Mimaracha Gedayla, why are you assuming that the Shnei Gziri Eitzim is on the Machshir for being Mach to the Keteres? If we don't find Eitzim for the Maracha Shnia Shal Keteres, where do you think we're going to be Mach to the Keteres from? We're going to be Mach to it from the Maracha Gedayla. And if so, we could view the Shnei Gziri Eitzim as being wood that's Machshir to be Mach to Keteres.